And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I am very happy to say, are Pat Mear and Rebecca Hudsmith, here to talk about the 8th annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival, a film festival that has been growing, refining its mission, and people look forward to it every year now. I know they get more and more excited about the offerings that you bring to our community. So thanks for taking a moment to come. I know it starts this week.
So. Well, thank you for having us, Judith. You're like, we're both huge fans of everything you do and promoting the things we do here in Acadiana. But I'm this festival is the second oldest film festival running in Louisiana, and this year is real special. I won't just go over all through that too quick, because it has to do with a major distributor that we've signed with just today, as a matter of fact, and I'm really excited about that. But Rebecca's here to help me with the scheduling and all these. There were 300 and such films that were submitted to Cinema on the Bayou this year, and we're screening 30. So it's the juice that's playing here in Lafayette at this film festival.
Right, and I can see why you need someone to help talk about this schedule, because there are a lot of films that you're showing and some fascinating films. You also have a number of venues that you're using here in Lafayette. The festival does kick off Wednesday with a screening of your film.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people are very excited to see that film, Sushi and Sauce Piquant, which is about Jerry McGee.
It's about Jerry McGee.
And then it goes through the weekend again at various venues. But before we go into the schedule, and we don't have to go through the history of Cinema on the Bayou, but but I did want to, you know, some people don't know about your history as a filmmaker, Pat, and I think they would like to hear just a little bit about what made you fall in love with films, all kinds of films. You've done documentary films, you've done narrative films.
Right.
What made you fall in love with films?
I've always been fascinated about what was going on behind the camera. And I think when I was very young, I was trying to figure out how I was being moved in film. And of course, you know, a little bit of a knucklehead, that it's about the story first, but to tell a story, sometimes the story is enhanced by filmmaking and by music, by everything that goes with it. So I've always been interested in I've always been also wanting to know how to bring people together, because it's such a collaborative effort, you know, that you don't just go out. Now, more and more you see it when young people, they got, you know, small cameras and try to do everything on their own. But it's beautiful when you get a bunch of like-minded thinkers, just like starting this film festival. And now we have a whole community, a worldwide community of filmmakers that come in and it's special. So,
And it's always fascinated me to view this film community that has been growing over the past few decades here in South Louisiana, because we are such good storytellers down here.
Oh, absolutely.
We love to tell stories.
Absolutely.
And this has just given people another venue, another way of telling those stories.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, I was aware early on that it's probably, for me anyway, the unparalleled medium to reach a large, diverse audience. And I was fortunate right off the get-go and getting some national broadcasts on PBS, you know, playing Atlanta and playing New York and Los Angeles and Chicago, all those big markets in one night was a big deal. It still is. It'll never change. It's a
big deal. And remind us of some of those early films.
Anything I Catch, The Hand Fishing Story, Dance for a Chicken, the project Zachary and I did, Against the Tide, 49.9% of America's market. I'm going to start bragging now because it's one of the biggest documentaries to ever come out of the South, and it was a film that I was kind of pulled into, because I'd already been to London Film Festival and New York Film Festival with Dirty Rice, and I wanted to work with actors and do another narrative fiction film, and those powerhouses like Barry Onsley and Carl Brasso and Zachary can talk you into anything, so that we did that. And I've never regretted it, so I'm glad. You know,
well, just your mentioning those titles right there, I mean, they were evoking memories in me. I remember seeing them. I remember the effect they had on me, and I'm sure many of our listeners as well, hearing those titles of some of those early films, and that's just continued.
I hope so. And it's new, and too, I won't go, I just, Get your tickets early because I think they're about sold out at ACA. And it's a film that we filmed in Japan and USA, and it's shot like a big motion picture. It's shot on 35mm and the Red One camera. So it has a big, big look, strong look. We worked with Chris Christopherson and Edward James Olmos and some truly music icons, you know, that we I'm just in awe that we even worked with them, and they were beautiful, and the whole performances are great, and it's not all one easy genre to put it in. It's not just a documentary film. It has a narrative dream sequence in it that's well acted, and so try to come see it because it's a sneak preview. It's not going to play again. It'll have a theatrical release at the end of the year in Japan, the UK, Canada, and it's probably limited here in the United States. We're going to make sure it plays Lafayette, but you won't see it again until November or December of this year.
So this Wednesday, sneak preview,
it
opens the film festival. Again, we are talking about the 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. My guests, Rebecca Hudsmith and Pat Meir, have been working on this festival so hard all year long, and it's here, it's upon us. Rebecca has the schedule here.
Yes, and let me say this about Pat's film. He was willing to give us the sneak preview in order that we could raise funds for the film festival because, as you know, Judith, being the head of this radio station—
In a nonprofit world.
In a nonprofit world, which we are, nonprofit and volunteer run, we don't get a lot of grant monies anymore. We have some great sponsors, the Motion Picture Union, 478— The French Consul General, they're supporting us, but we really do rely upon the folks in the community both to support us with their contributions and to come to things like this, yeah, the opening night, and pay their $15 to get in the door and get some wine from the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission and have a good time.
And it is all year Rebecca works on it. It doesn't just start happening like last week. It's real expensive. It's getting even more expensive to fly the people we have in. We have someone coming in from Paris, from New York, from California, help me. Our guys from Austin, and they we feel them. They drive in, but the flights. I mean, last year we flew in 4 filmmakers from Canada.
Yes,
and so we put out. I mean, right. And it all goes up on the screen. I promise you.
So you didn't just start renting these films from an online rental agency.
No,
that's one thing that we don't Cinema YU does not do is that we don't buy or rent films. And there's no film that can play Cinema on the Bayou that has played Lafayette before. We quit doing that two years ago, and there's a reason for it. You know, we'll never be sanctioned by the Academy if we don't do what they tell us we have to do.
You mentioned that probably 90% of the films, this is their Louisiana premiere.
Absolutely. And some of them, there's a few U.S. premieres. We had one, something that's never happened. And they submitted at the same time to Sundance. Sundance Film Festival is going on right now. And so they submitted this film, and it's so well crafted. But it happens to come out of the stall of the distribution company that we have partnered with. And so we're sharing a U.S. premiere. We're actually screening it one day before Sundance. Here in Lafayette. And all the people out there, if you read about Sundance, that does not happen. And I'm delighted.
Well, what an amazing opportunity for all of us to be seeing these films that are shown nowhere else in Louisiana and, in some cases, as you mentioned, not in the U.S.
Nowhere else. Yeah. We have a film slate on a Friday at Vermilionville, which is a new venue for us. We're very excited about being there. That is a slate of French-language films, many of which come out of Montreal and also Acadie, if that's the appropriate terminology for the Nova Scotia, New Brunswick area. And in addition, we're going to have a presentation by Jean-Pierre Bruneau, who's coming in from France.
Judith knows Jean-Pierre.
And the French Consul General out of New Orleans will have a reception for him. And that's from like 4 on into the night at Vermilionville. And that's $5 entry fee to get you in the door to see as much or as little as you'd like and to talk and visit and have a good time.
Yeah, the French Consul General will be here. And it just continues our efforts to connect and keep connecting to the Francophone world.
And I might
Jean-Pierre Bruneau has a great film that's going to be coming out this next year, by the way, this on Fats Domino, and it's going to
He's going to bring us a teaser on that. But I might add that while we have a great slate of documentary films Saturday at Acadiana Center for the Arts all day from 9 until midnight, we the films we're showing, the French language films we're showing at Vermilionville Friday are all narrative fiction shorts. And they're very well acted, very high quality, very well shot films.
And at ACA, too, I got to plug this one film from David. Who is a New York filmmaker who just won the Indie Spirit Award.
David Spaltro.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name wrong. Thank you. He's young, and his film, it's a narrative fiction film. It's I think, an hour and 9 minutes. It's the date film that we show Saturday night at ACA, if you want to come. I'd say get those tickets, too, early.
8 o'clock at ACA. We're showing Things I Don't Understand. It is a great film, and it's a great date film.
Oh, God. And, it's so well crafted and well acted, and this is the part that I love. When you see the character actors that you grew up with that are baby boomers now, like we are, some of us are, I'm sorry, and you see those people in there, but you see all these young actors, and it's written by young people, mm-hmm. and it's so well designed, and you see these performances saying, okay, now.
It's
and
cool
it's here. It's here.
Doing.
We brought it here. So anyway, it's a Louisiana premiere, and it's wiping. It's the festival circuit. So.
You know, one of the things I love about having y'all here is your passion for film is just so obvious and evident. I hate to even break in and ask questions.
Yeah,
I would love to
do it, please.
Well, I guess I would like to know about your criteria for choosing these films. You've mentioned French language films. You've mentioned documentary. You've mentioned narrative fiction films. What are your what are you shaping here as a film festival? What's the shape of it?
Well, the variety, the genre that we realized that we're going to have to be a little more diversified in the amount of films that we take in. It's we tried it. I wanted so bad. If people knew me since Katrina, when I started the festival, I wanted a boutique film festival in the Deep South that I could put on like Oxford does, like, you know, the places where I've been, the Southern Circuit, mm-hmm. and all the people, Well, it grows on in itself. And so to answer that, we're open. There's no box that you can put it in. One of the things that we, when you look at a submission form, is that we give favor to a Louisiana premiere. We want to start sharing with say, the Ogden Museum and the Robinson Film Center in Shreveport, because that behooves us, too. It's the next step with this distribution companies that y'all have figured this out a long time ago, Jazz Fest and Festival International, that if you fly a band in, that the other festival gets to share it. Well, it's the same thing with filmmakers and those folks. So we want to – Cinema on the Bayou is going to have more of a presence the rest of the year, too, and be part of some other things going on in Louisiana. Yeah. So that forces us to open up our doors a little bit. But there's the
Well, we always emphasize, and it's part of our mission, to present films and discussions involving Cajun and Creole culture and other roots culture films. I mean, it's the folklorists in all of us. I mean, it seems like everybody here is a folklorist at heart.
Yeah.
So we'll never shy away from that, but Pat's right. We're open much more broadly than that, both documentary, narrative fiction. We showed 2 years ago, before it was nominated and won an Academy Award, we showed the short, animated short, The Fantastic
Flying
Books.
That's a U.S. distinction in festivals in the United States to do that, to select that.
Yeah, I mean, it was
film.
Really cool to
and
show
I said,
that so
and
early
like,
on.
And I said it in front of an audience of 150-plus people with the two filmmakers from Shreveport who were here with 1 year before it was received a nod, and I said, you know, this is likely to get an Academy nod because I saw something in the film, and I could tell in the silence at light, everybody was saying, he's crazy, man. Yeah. Well, it did, and I think that's
Academy
the kind of
Award.
Films that we're bringing, and it's the spirit behind it, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good vibes, and that kind of spirit propels your things a lot further. Rebecca and I really know this, that our bread is buttered outside, even outside of the United States. So we're just trying mm-hmm. to rake it all back in yeah. and, you know, and do that.
Well, and it's interesting to refer to the short film that eventually, you know, won the Academy Award. But talking about short films, we were discussing that the other day. How many short films are being picked up and made into major
yes.
motion
a
pictures?
A lot of them mm-hmm. now.
And this is an amazing opportunity for us mm-hmm. to see these shorts that are the seeds for
yes.
They're calling
projects.
Cards often, you're right.
Yes. Yeah. So a great opportunity for all of us here. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. My guests, Rebecca Hudsmith and Pat Meir, have worked very hard all year long to put this festival on. It begins on Wednesday evening with a sneak preview of Sushi and Sauce Piquant. That is also a fundraiser for the film festival, and then it continues through the weekend. So maybe we can just kind of go through the days and talk about the venue and the films, the highlights of the
also
films.
Tell about the music, if you don't mind, too.
Yes.
It's become, we do a lot of music, too, now.
We've
some.
Pat knows so many musicians in this area and loves them all. And so any opportunity and everybody loves music here. So any opportunity we have to include music in connection with our film screening, we like to do. So, for example, Saturday night at Grant Street, Boss Kloss, the rock band originally from Eunice, will be playing a benefit concert for Cinema on the Bayou. Grant Street is going to give us the door, and so is the band. So we're grateful to both. And that's going to be $10. They'll start playing at 10 o'clock, and that will benefit Cinema on the Bayou.
And an opportunity for us to see an amazingly classic band
yes.
from this
yes.
era. You know, so many of us grew up with them, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of kids who just have heard their name, and this is a really nice opportunity to help support you all and to see Boss Kloss
yes. yeah,
perform as well.
And we're going to have, in connection with our Vermilionville screening of French language films, the great Philip Gould, who is going to play accordion.
Yes.
And may have some friends with him. And we're going to end Sunday evening we're going to show films beginning at 5 at Vermilionville. We have a tradition of showing music-related films often at the end of the festival. And so we're going to show a wonderful documentary called Don't Follow Me, I'm Lost, the story of Bobby Bear Jr. He's a singer-songwriter who plays everywhere from 10,000-plus venues to people's living rooms.
He won a Grammy when he was 6 years
yes.
old with his father.
His father
but
is Bobby Bear Sr.
Been struggling since. And, it's
and
a beautiful
that's
story.
Followed by Song of Souls, which is by a local filmmaker.
Yeah, our only local filmmaker to make the cut.
And it's
really
a U.S.
pleased
it's a world film. Premiere. Sorry.
It is a world premiere.
And that's followed, that music-oriented documentary is followed by David Egan and Friends rounding out the
Eric
festival.
Adcock, Michael Juan Nunez.
And Roddy Romero.
And Roddy Romero.
They're
that's
all
Acadiana's,
in the
some
film.
Acadiana's best.
They're in the film, and they'll be
and
prepared.
They're going to come and yeah. speak, talk about making the film with Ronnie Clifton, and play a few songs
right.
for us.
I got to rustle up a sound man over there. I mean, a soundboard guy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're working on the out the details, and it's all free.
This is late coming. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about Sunday, I hope, and it's free for Sunday, and Sunday's always been our least attended event. I think when Harry Shearer
day.
Came in with the Big Uneasy,
yeah,
people
was,
came in yeah. almost a sleet and snow, and it was well attended.
Well, just hearing about the musicians that
but
you're
we have, that's
have
what,
there.
That's what I'm
yes,
talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we also show films I wanted to mention at the South Regional Branch Library that are free, and those start in the morning on Saturday and then Sunday afternoon.
And that's for me. It's a special venue because I didn't want to do it at first, and I went in. They talked me to go in one afternoon when they were trying to get me away from all, you know, keep me out of the mess of things over there. And I walk into and I see a room full of people, and I understood right away was that 90% of the room would never go to ACA, so they wouldn't get a chance to see the film that's playing at ACA. And some of these films have played on the second run there.
These are usually second runs.
They open at ACA, but they'll play tomorrow at the library. And it's moving to see those people there.
That's really nice that geographically mm-hmm. you're moving yes. it out because there are a lot of people who won't come down you know, Johnston Street.
Right.
So let's kind of just go a little chronologically through it. Some people may be furiously trying to write down what you're saying. It is on y'all's website.
Yeah. CinemaOnTheBayou.com.
And that schedule is there. So let's just kind of go through. Wednesday night is the opening.
Wednesday Thursday. At 6:30 is sushi and sauce pecan. And Jerry McGee will be there. And then Thursday at Pack and Paddle, beginning at 6, we're going to show the Pack and Paddle folks My Louisiana Love. And the filmmakers will be there.
Yeah, that's one that's not juried. It's not in competition or anything. Sorry, it's not juried or in competition, but we're doing it for the built-in audience we have at Pack and Paddle.
Yeah, who they love films involving the environment,
the wetlands,
outdoors,
and we have to continue that.
And the crossroads with that and the culture. And so that's a perfect fit for them, and we love them there. And then we head over on Friday at 4, beginning at 4, with our French language films. And they're at 4, and then at 5:15 is another, and then at 6, Jean-Pierre Bruneau will speak and present a teaser of the Fats Domino film he's working on. And then at 6:30 is the reception with the French Consul General and his staff. And then at 7:30, we'll have several more French language shorts. And in the evening with a longer film that's just beautiful. But I want to put in a plug for a film, if I'm not doing injustice to the language, called Premier Mot.
Yeah,
first words. Mm-hmm. It's a short film by a filmmaker out of Nova Scotia. He lives in Halifax. And it's about the struggle with raising a child in a home where you're both French-speaking and English-speaking.
And it'll be introduced by Valerie Broussard and Ariane. I'm sorry, Ariane, I can't remember your last name if you're listening, but the wonderful young woman from New Brunswick. And
I'm sure that will resonate with a number of families.
Oh,
right.
Yes.
And there may be some of you have seen this film before. It's a Louisiana premiere, but Air Canada picked it up. So it's one of the opening films they play on Air Canada airline. And that was before it was submitted to us.
I'm also thinking Friday would be a great day for many of the immersion students and teachers to attend and parents who are encouraging their children to learn French. Great opportunity for families to attend.
And we've reached out to that community through many of our volunteers like Brenda and Val and others. So the word is definite, and Codafil's been very supportive of us in getting the word out.
And us with them. I mean, we helped them raise money, too, during a year. We gave them a supper.
But Saturday, just in case that's not enough, Saturday morning at 9, we have another animated film out of the UK that's free because it's like get your coffee, wake up with this film.
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes, exactly. And it's involving children. But at 9:30, we start in earnest with our documentary, feature-length documentaries that go throughout the day and begin with Long Shot. And Franklin Martin is coming in from California, the filmmaker. And it's a wonderful film about a young man who wanted to play college basketball, which is great, except that he only has one arm. And it tells his incredible story. And it's just a beautiful story.
And he did play. It's a great story.
That's followed by another Franklin Martin film called Walking on Dead Fish, which is an older film about another inspiring film about the aftermath of Katrina. And from the perspective of high school football players who have to go play football outside of their home school and the impact on them and the school they go to. And Coach Doe, as he's called, who made all of that work with all those diverse players in that sort of difficult environment, will be there as well.
Picked up 40 tickets just a while ago at ACA for it. So that's another one. It's hard to believe that you sell out at 11:30, but I want to just mention this again. I didn't mention it. Last year at ACA, there were over 1,300 people went through ACA just in the afternoon. That's after noon and before the sun went down. So
on Saturday, people need to get tickets for some of these films.
$5 per film, except the opening film is free.
Or $20 for
time. Or 20, the best deal is a $20 day pass.
Now, should they get these through your website or the Acadiana Center for the Arts?
It's the Acadiana Center for the Arts website, or call them, or just on Saturday, you can get them at the door. We would recommend you get them in advance Wednesday night.
Right. So if they want to see the schedule, go to your website, take a look at those films on Saturday, and then reserve their tickets online.
I cannot imagine a better buy for Saturday than a $20 day pass to see as many films. And then while the films are going on Saturday at 2 at the Ballet Academy downtown, we're going to have a really interesting panel discussion on screenwriting with Edward Tindall, who's a filmmaker coming in. He teaches at Texas A&M Corpus Christi and teaches screenwriting. And Ben Mouton, an actor, and Michael Scott Myers, who did the screenplay for The Whole Wide World.
Right. So some not only films, but some great discussions as well. We're running a little bit out of time here. I want to let people know we're talking about the 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival. My guests, Pat Meir, Rebecca Hudsmith, created the festival and work really hard to get all these films here for us during this week. It opens Wednesday evening at the ACA. You can get tickets for that online through the ACA. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And then check the schedule out as well, because there are some free films at different venues, and then some films you need to purchase tickets for them.
Yes,
and then Sunday, the music films, as you mentioned earlier, some great music, and as well Boss Klaus on Saturday.
As well as Boss Klaus. Great food, great wine, great music, great fun.
Film.
Yeah. And film.
Oh, yeah, and film.
We forgot to mention that.
That's right.
Thank you all for your hard work. And again, almost 90% of these Louisiana premieres.
Correct.
We would not be able to see them in Louisiana were it not for your film festival. So thank you, and thank you for your work, Pat.
Thank you, Judith.
That sneak preview on Wednesday of Sushi and Sauce Piquant, a sneak preview only.
Yes.
So, and a fundraiser for you all.
It's a sneak preview. It's the entire film. Come see it.
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank
Rebecca Hudsmith, Pat Meir, 8th Annual Cinema on the Bayou Film Festival.